your reaction when your husband went out on strike?
Well, it didn't bother me because I believe in strikes. I think that it's the only weapon the working person has.
In the middle of the 1930s, was a strike very effective?
Oh, yes. It was... well, yes, it was effective. And of course, there was no strike pay, actually. You know, there wasn't, and then men didn't have superannuations in those days or anything. There was no unemployment money to come in. So you just had to make doing what you had.
Well, when he went on strike, would the municipality give you relief?
No, we weren't on relief at that time. In fact, my husband, during the Depression, he went out and did logging up the inlet way up there somewhere, and him and another fellow. But we got a little money out of that, and of course we had insurances that we cashed in, you know, we had to cash them in and use them, so that really we didn't... I guess probably we didn't suffer probably as much as others because we only had one youngster to look after, for one thing. But if you went to ask for anything, they'd say, well, you've only got one child, surely you can do something for them. Which was ridiculous. Because when you were on straight relief, all they gave you for a man and a wife and one child was $23 a month. And that's that's ridiculous.
How did people manage?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
Can you remember any of the things you did to try and stretch your dollars?
No, I don't. I don't really know. Of course, I've always been a good manager anyway, as far as that's concerned, you know. And but then they had a place over the... Where was it? It was where the old Bank of Commerce used to be. They had a couple of rooms up there where they used to give out clothing to these people. And I never got anything out of it because, of course, if I ever went up there, I was so humiliated that I couldn't face them when I got up there, you see. Because I don't think a person has to be humiliated like that.
Was this a relief office?
No, it wasn't really a relief office. It was... to tell you the truth, it was set up by the Liberal government, to tell you the truth. And they used to get clothing in there, you see, from, I suppose, from different people. And then they also had, they had wool. You could knit a sweater for your youngster. And then you had to get shoes for them, you see. And, different things like that. But I know when we were on relief, we had... my son took rheumatic fever, and our own doctor was away at the time, and I went to another doctor to ask him to come out because I knew what was wrong with him. But when he got in the house and he told me what was wrong, he said, if I'd known you were on relief, he said, I wouldn't have come here.
Really?
Now, you know, that's the way doctors were. And yet my own doctor would have come no matter what, you know. But I asked him afterwards, I said, well, if you don't want to keep the case on, I said, our own doctor will be back and you can turn it over to him. But he didn't. He said he'd rather keep the case because he got quite interested in it, you see. But my husband said he could have got up and punched him right in the face when he said that.
I bet. Was your husband there then?
Yes, he was there. But you see, you'll fight for a youngster, but you won't fight for yourself. You know, I'd go without anything, but I wouldn't go without it for the sake of my child. As far as a child is concerned, you shouldn't have to.
Well, would any of the relief would there have been relief available toward medical expenses?
No, there was not, no. But you could get certain food, you know, like if they needed, they'd give you a voucher to get maybe milk or, you know, something extra like that. But I never did get it because I never asked for it.
When was it, do you remember, that you were on relief?
Could have been from about 1934. Up till the time the war broke out.
And then in some of that time, your husband was logging.
Yeah, he did logging, and then he, after, when the war broke out, I think he went to work at Kelly Douglas's, but they kind of wanted to tie him right into the job, you know, but he didn't want that.
How did you go about getting relief? What was the process?
Well, you just had to apply for it.
And where did you go to do that?
Well, they had there was a house on Hastings Street they used. It was an empty house, and they used it, you know, for people to apply there. Because at one time, you see, we had no municipal hall.
In North Burnaby?
No, we didn't have it over there either. Well, but they had it at Edmonds.
Right.
So, you know, you couldn't go away over there.
So there was a relief office on
here. So they had one here, you see. And then they had it on Hastings here. They had an office afterwards because I knew the men that worked in there. But of course, I was a very independent person, and I used to tell them just what I thought. And they really admired you for it, you know, when all said and done. Because they'd send an investigator out, you see, when you applied. They'd send an investigator to your house and to find out all about you. He'd ask you what you had and, you know, and all the rest of it. And I remember a man coming there, and he said to me, "Have you got a bank account?" I said, "If I had a bank account, you wouldn't even get up these stairs."
What was it like having an investigator come and check you out?
Well, they were pretty good. So, well, I knew them personally, you know, and they weren't bad at all. But one time they had a woman on. She never came to me, but this woman was very much disliked.
It can't be much of a job to have, actually.
Well, it was a job when other people didn't even have a job, when it comes right down to it.
Well, how do you think the municipality managed in handling relief at that time?
Well, of course, I suppose they had federal help.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be all on their shoulders.
Well, at that time anyway, when you were on relief, there wasn't a municipal council anymore, was there? That was when the commissioner...
Yes, there was a council with the commissioner.
Was there?
Oh, yes. Because they used to have council meetings.
Yeah, but I think the council meetings...
They had a manager, too.
Right.
And... they must have had council meetings because they read letters of mine at council meetings, I know.
Yeah, I think what happened once the commissioner came in was that the commissioner met with the clerk, and anybody who wanted to come to the meeting came along,
mm-hmm.
although there wasn't, in fact, a council. What were you writing letters to council about?
Well, when my husband did the logging, he got a certain amount of money. But we had been on relief for so long, and then the man that bought the logs off my husband went and reported to the relief people that we had got this money. So they wanted to know all about it, and so they said if I wrote a letter and explained everything, they would, you know, sort of talk it over and consider it. So I wrote the letter, and of course it was right at the time that my son was sick. And I told them about that, and I told them they wanted to know what the money was spent on. That was it. So I just made out an account and told them that I had to buy this, that, and the other, you know. And and at the end of the letter, I said, in fact, I could do with quite a bit more, you know, money. And they read the letter out at the council, and they said, well, they thought it was a very good letter, and they didn't blame me one bit for what I did. So they put me back on relief. Because, you know, when you'd been on relief a certain length of time, there were a lot of things that you went without and that we bought, you know, afterwards. Because my son was sleeping on one of these Winnipeg couches at this time. Well, he had to have a bed, he had to have good clothing to go back to school and everything. So, you know, that was the way it was.
Yeah.